Today is Tuesday, the 30th of January, 2017, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where we talk about my life, and so we talk about my life and what's going on, and whatever else that I want to talk about. So, yeah, I didn't record last Thursday, and you all probably thought, oh, I guess he got, I guess he got fired or something like that. But no, that did not. So, I guess I shouldn't have started off. I should have been like, you know, very, I don't know. I should have been like, oh yeah, I got fired. Oh, I'm so sad, you know, whatever. But no, I didn't get fired. And I was really nervous. And actually, I guess theoretically, like, you know, I guess it could happen tomorrow, because tomorrow's the last day of the month. So I suppose they could let me go tomorrow. But I'll go ahead and give you guys some information. I should have some kind of theme song for the, for the job updates. I don't know, something like that. I don't know. Let's see. What could I do? I could do something like, this just in from the Adam Job Report. Adam did not get fired. I don't know. My timing's not very good on that. But anyway, so I didn't get fired. And so basically, I'll tell a little story about that. So I went in. So all week long, I was so worried. And, you know, I recorded and I was telling you guys, oh, I think I'm going to get fired. And you know, I don't know what's going to happen and all of these things, you know. And I was so freaked out all week and I couldn't concentrate and I couldn't do any work. And I was also in the process of trying to, you know, get that other job. And so, you know, but they were taking a really long time, and I didn't know, you know, how that was going and what was going to happen there. And so really, it was just a lot going on, and the HR wasn't responding, and I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to, you know, they're going to lay me off and I'm not going to have this other job, and what am I going to do? So I was going around and I was talking to all of these managers, and all of the managers that I would see that used to be in QE, oh my gosh, he's making so much noise washing dishes. But anyway, so if you guys hear like pots and pans clanging, that's Mark doing the dishes. But anyway, so I guess you're used to hearing noises because I was recording in the car before. But so anyway, I would walk around and I would see all of these managers, and I would say to them, hey, you know, if I get laid off on Thursday, because everyone was thinking that Thursday was going to be the day that, you know, if they were going to lay anyone off, that Thursday was going to be the day. And gosh. And so anyway, so I went up. So Wednesday night or Wednesday evening, you know, a couple of managers were sitting around and we were just chatting and stuff. And of course, I was being all paranoid and saying, oh my gosh, you know, I'm probably going to get laid off tomorrow. So I hope you guys have a job for me, because what Walmart does is they will let you, if they lay you off and it's not for performance reasons. So if they don't fire you, if they just lay you off, they will let you apply for other positions within the company. So basically, if like your team was just too big, or they were getting rid of your team, or they were reorganizing, or, you know, anything like that, then they will give you a chance to apply for other jobs. And they give you roughly 2 months to do that. And so, you know, I was talking to some of the other managers, and I was just saying, you know, if I get laid off, I'm going to apply. I hope you guys have positions for me, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the managers said, you know, she was like, Adam, you know, you shouldn't, you don't have anything to worry about. But those of us who are managers who don't have development skills, we don't have technical skills, like all we've ever been as managers, she's like, we probably have more to worry about than you do. And so I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever, you know, it's going to be fine. And I'm like, but if when I get laid off, I really want you to, you know, I want you to let me come to your team. So the next morning I go in and I see that manager and I say hi to her. I mean, I just kind of wave. We're not close enough for me to say hi verbally. And I don't think anything else about it. And so then I go on about my business and, you know, I didn't get any meeting invites. And they say, you know, if you get a meet, and I think I posted this on Facebook or something like that, but they say if you get a meeting invite, it's usually going to be the night before that you're laid off. And they'll try to do it late enough so that you're not still at work. And then the meeting is for like, I don't know, all morning or something, but they just, I don't know, they line you up. I've never gone through this, but I guess they, you know, one at a time, you walk into this room where HR is and management and whatever, and they say, okay, we're not going to need you anymore. And, you know, thank you for your service. And they walk you through kind of what the process is going to be. And so I didn't get any meeting invites. So I thought, you know, whoo, you know, everything's good. I'm going to be fine. And, you know, of course, I always have negative thoughts. So I was like, oh, but, you know, there's four more business days left in the calendar because our fiscal year doesn't start until February 1st. And so like our business year or whatever. And so, you know, all of when they do layoffs and things like that, when it's anything that's kind of budget related, they want to get all that out of the way by the last day of January so that they start over fresh, you know, February 1. And gosh, I don't know if you guys are here. He's like dropping crap. Anyway, so anyway, I didn't get any of that. And I thought, well, you know, there's always a possibility, but I'm working these other angles. I'm trying to get on this other team. And so the next day I had taken off because we now have PTO, which paid time off, which basically they rolled everything in. So before we had a set number of vacation days that were paid vacation, and you only use those for vacation. And if you had a sick day, that was a sick day, and that did not take away from your vacation. You would call in sick, and they had like 90, we had 90 days of salary continuance in the case that we were sick or, you know, couldn't come to work. But that did not eat away from your vacation time. And so, and then we had company holidays, you know, like Christmas and 4th of July and Thanksgiving and, you know, all of those that are normal kind of government holidays or whatever. And so they changed it to PTO, and with PTO, we got a lot more days. So like I had maybe, I don't know, 3 weeks of vacation at that point when they changed to PTO. And with PTO, I bumped up to 31 days, which is 5, 10, 15, 20. It's like 6 weeks or something like that. But what they did is when they did that, they took away company holidays. So all of your holidays like Christmas and 4th of July and Thanksgiving, you still get them. But if you want to take them, you have to take a PTO day for them. And also sick days were also rolled into that. So if you're sick, you know, now for me, knock on wood, I'm not usually sick enough to have to stay home. So that didn't really affect me yet. But if you're someone that has an illness, like a chronic illness or something like that, you know, it could be really bad because that could eat into your vacation time. Now, what they do for that is the company pays for short-term disability. We don't have to pay for that. And then if you're sick, you file a claim if you think you're going to be over, I think it's over 3 or 4 days, maybe 5 days at most. And you file a claim with the short-term disability, and if it's approved, basically, you know, you have a doctor's note saying you're sick, then it won't eat into your PTO. They'll just take they'll just, you know, they'll basically put you on short term and you won't be getting a salary anymore, but it won't be taking away from your PTO either. So I had all of that explanation to say I had one extra PTO day that I couldn't carry over. And so I had we can only carry over five. And so I had taken Friday off. So I stay home on Friday. And I don't remember even where I heard it from. But basically I heard that the manager that I had been talking to Thursday night or Wednesday night that I saw Thursday morning had been laid off. And she's been with the company like 35 years or something like that. I mean, crazy. And I felt so bad about it because here I am like going to every manager and like, oh, please, 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 if I get laid off, please, you know, let me on your team because I don't want to lose my job. And, you know, and I'm going to all these managers and asking all of this, right? And, you know, and here I am talking to the manager that I'm talking to is actually the one that's laid off. It was crazy. So that happened. And, you know, and then, but I started feeling better and better though, because I wasn't getting a meeting invite. You know, Monday came along. I didn't get a meeting invite. Today came along. I didn't get a meeting invite. And, you know, so I'm thinking I'm all good. Well, so meanwhile, the process of applying for that other job was moving along. So the manager, I'd been dealing with the manager directly. And Friday, while I was off work, he messaged me. This manager messaged me and said, "Hey, Adam, I just wanted to let you know I went ahead and opened up a position in Bentonville." So basically, they call him Rex. And he said, I talked to the HR in Bentonville. Instead of having the job posting in Sunnyvale in California, we went ahead and they went ahead and opened up a requisition or a rec in Bentonville. He said, "So I just opened this for you and you only." So he said, "Here's the rec number. So go to the online portal, the internal portal." And he said, "Put in the rec number and go ahead and apply for the position." He said, "And then, you know, after you apply for the position, let me know you've done it." And he said, "Then we can get started on the transfer process." So again, no mention of any kind of, you know, any kind of interview or that I'm competing with anyone else. He just said, you know, go online, go to the online thing or the internal and look for the rec number, apply for it. So I said, "Well, I can't do it today because I'm off work today and I don't have my company laptop with me." I said, "So I can't." I said, "I don't think I'm going to be able to go through the entire process on my phone." And he said, "No problem. You know, you can do it on Monday. That's fine. You know, whenever you get a chance." So Monday, first thing, I log in. I took the rec number. I went to the internal online portal. I searched for the rec number. I applied. And I had to, you know, when you've had the same job, because I've only had two, I haven't had to change jobs a lot. So I haven't had to go through like updating my resume and all this kind of stuff. But I did for my last promotion that I got, we had to actually apply. When you get to a certain level, you have to, it's not really applying, but you have to quote unquote go through like an interview process. You have to have a resume and all that kind of stuff when you get to a certain level to get a promotion. And so I had used an online company, Live Career or something like that, to do my resume. So I was able to go back to that website, find the old resume, and update it with my current position and current accomplishments and all that kind of stuff, created a cover letter. Because the application process, even though it's just a transfer, they still want a cover letter. They still want a resume. They still want like all of your past work experience, all this kind of stuff. So I spent probably an hour, you know, going through that process. And then this other guy on my team comes up to me the same day and he says, "Oh, Adam, I wanted to let you know, by the way, this manager has opened up a position for me and, you know, I'm going to be applying for it. So I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger and I'm going to transfer to this other team as well." And it was so funny because, and he's the one, I think I talked about it before, that you know, had I knew had been talking to this manager already. And so I said, oh, what's your rec number? Because I wanted to make sure we didn't get the same rec number. I was like, oh my God, are we competing against each other? And so he gave me the rec number that the manager had given to him, and it was different. So I was like, whoo, all good. You know, I don't have to worry about that. And anyway, so I did that. And then today, or it was today or yesterday, but anyway, I get a message from the manager. And it must have been today because I only did that yesterday. So I got a message from him and he said, hey, have you heard from HR yet? And I said, no, I haven't heard from HR. No one has reached out. You know, this manager has been very responsive to me and has been talking to me this whole time and all of that. HR has been totally not responsive. No questions answered. No nothing. So, but he's been really good. And so he asked me that, and I'm like, no, I haven't heard from him. He said, well, I just wanted to let you know, congratulations. Your transfer was approved, and, you know, I want to welcome you to the team and all that. And he said, I think HR is still going to have to contact you, and you still have to agree, you know, that you want to transfer. And he said, and then you'll go through the transition process and all that. So it looks like my transfer is approved. I was accepted, so... my new title is going to be Staff Software Engineer in Test. And so I'm no longer QE. I'm a staff software engineer. And I thought technical expert sounded like a higher position than staff software engineer, but actually the way they do their titles, you start out as like, I don't even know what the base is, but let's say it's junior software engineer. And then you go up to like, advanced software engineer, and then you go up to senior software engineer, and then you go up to staff software engineer, and then above that is principal software engineer. So I'm going to be staff. So I'm one above kind of like the max. And so that'll be cool. And it's the same level as I'm at right now. I don't think I'm going to get a raise because it's a transfer. I believe they're just going to transfer me from one manager to another and change my title. I don't think they're going to, any of my benefits or pay or anything is going to increase, but that's okay. I'm going to a team that's going to have a lot more career opportunities. I feel like this team is a lot more stable, so I don't have to worry about getting laid off. And I will be where I need to be. So I'm really happy about that. So other than that, I've just been planning. So I don't know if I mentioned this on the last show or not, but my parents and my brother wanted us to go to Destin, Florida for Christmas next year. Because I told you guys about, you know, the whole mouse situation at my brother's house and like the, you know, and the, I don't know, the fact that we just go down there because my nephews won't come up here and because I really wanted mom to have Christmas at her house. And it's my hometown is so sad. And I just didn't, you know, didn't want to do that. So anyway, my brother said, no, we need to just go rent a house on the beach in Destin or whatever. And we need to have our Christmas there. And I thought, oh yeah, whatever. I thought, I hope that happens, but you know, who knows? And so my mom messages me on, I don't know, Wednesday of last week or something like that. And she says, hey, I wanted to let you know that we're looking at the house and it's going to be, you're part of it. It's going to be 7 days. We're going to go on December 26th. Then we're going to come back on the 2nd of January. And your part of it, or yours and Mark's part of the cost, is going to be $2,000. I was like, oh my God, $2,000. Like, what are we? And she's like, oh son, she's like, of all of us, you can afford it more than any of us. I'm like, oh great. You know, thanks mom. You know, I guess I'm blessed that I can afford it, but I was like, that is a lot of money. And so she's like, we're going to go, if you guys agree, we're going to go ahead and put the reserve the house. Cause it's a house, on the beach. And she said, and it's got its own heated pool and like, it's right on, you know, it's cool. It's got like a gourmet kitchen and all this kind of stuff. There's even a guest house that's got two like apartments or whatever in the guest house. So It'll be myself and Mark and my brother and his fiance and his daughter and my nephew and his wife and their children and my mom and my stepdad. And so there'll be quite a few of us there. But anyway, and so I guess, you know, that's another 7 days of PTO for this coming year. But so now we have to, she's like, oh, and by the way, she's like, we're going to do this. We're going to go ahead and book it tonight. Can you guys give us half so we don't have to leave this on the credit card? So now not only am I like trying to figure out where I'm going to stay in London and how I'm going to pay for that, but now I'm like giving them, you know, I have to give them $1,000. But, you know, I have a pretty good life. So, you know, it's not bad. I have to fork out, you know, a couple $1,000s to stay in a really huge house on a white sandy beach, you know, and around Christmas. So that'll be fun. Other than that, we had a suits meeting, and I'll end with this. We had a suits meeting, and we are having another State of the Station for Pride 48 on February 11th. That's Sunday, February the 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to be announcing the hotel. Oh my God, Scotty Little Lossie Battler has been so antsy about, first he was antsy about his flight. And it was like, oh, should I book this? Should I not book this? Should I book this? Should I not book this? Back and forth on Twitter and Facebook. He was like, oh, this looks like a good deal. But, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll find one that's cheaper. Oh, maybe, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And everyone's like, Scotty, book it. Book it, you know. And then he ends up booking, like, business class or something like that. He must be, like, you know, well off or something like that. So he books this business class. And now he's been like, oh my God, what hotel am I going to stay at? What hotel? Well, Scotty, I'm just letting you know, on the 11th, we're going to announce the host hotel. We're probably going to be able to tell you guys like what the rate is going to be. And we're also going to hopefully have a time frame for when those rates are going to become available, because they will have a special code that you'll enter in when you go on their website to, you know, to do the booking and everything. And that takes a little while for them to get entered into their system. So anyway, we're going to announce that, and we'll have a couple of other announcements. So everything is coming together. So, you know, we're going to have Scotty for sure. He's already got his plane ticket. We're going to have a host hotel for sure. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody again and having another event. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully on the next episode, I'll have something to talk about other than job crap. But so I'll have to think about what I can talk about. But I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here. So for more episodes of my show, of the Geeky Gay Show, you can go over to geekygay.com. You can call me 229-234-7587. Again, that's 229-234-7587. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can also find many, many, many more LGBT and LGBT friendly shows over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.